Ash Wednesday is not for the faint of heart. It is a time of truth-telling, and most of us don't relish the truths that we are about to hear about the human condition. Much of our popular culture and some whole industries are built around trying to deny these basic truths. All of us sin. All of us will die. All of us have need of God. On Ash Wednesday each year, we face our death. We face our sinfulness. We face our need for God. A monk was once asked, "What do you do up there in the monastery?" He replied, "We fall and get up, fall and get up, fall and get up again." This does not just describe the life of a monk, it describes all of our lives. Remember that in our baptismal covenant, we are asked, "Will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord." Notice it says, not if you fall into sin, but whenever you fall into sin. It's inevitable. Every one of us falls daily by doing something that separates us from God, or hurts and destroys the creatures of God, as the prayer book says. We can't escape it. Each one of us falls daily into some kind of individual sin. And each one of us, by virtue of living in a sinful world full of systems of systemic sin, we participate, knowingly or not, in systemic sin. Poverty, racism, pollution, waste, corporate greed, inequality, homophobia. I could go on. All of us are involved. All of us are, more or less, responsible. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? And we reply, "I will, with God's help." Our Ash Wednesday liturgy calls us to true humility. Now, our culture has lost the meaning and the concept of true humility. So we have to redefine and recapture this word, which is such an important part of our spiritual tradition. Humility, true humility, does not mean putting yourself down or downplaying your strengths. It means knowing yourself as well as possible, your strengths and your weaknesses, and being honest with yourself about those. Joan Chittister, commenting on the Rule of Benedict, writes, "Humility is a proper sense of self in a universe of wonders." She says, we begin the spiritual life by knowing our place in the universe, our connectedness, our dependence upon God for the little greatness that we have. Humility is a proper sense of self in a universe of wonders. Ash Wednesday invites us into true humility. So here we are on Ash Wednesday at the beginning of the holy season of Lent. I invite you all to take a moment and think about what you can do this Lent that will help you remember God daily, help you remember your need for God daily. For some people, that means taking on a daily spiritual practice for Lent. If you haven't tried that, I would recommend it, particularly if you've had the same spiritual discipline in Lent for the past 25 years or so, and it's gotten a bit stale. Many people are used to giving up things for Lent, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you need to be honest about your motivations. Do you give up? You remember God every day and how much you need God, or so that you will be 5 pounds lighter at Easter. The year, many years ago, that I gave up sweets and was able to do it, I felt really good about myself for doing that, and that was fine. But the year that I really learned about my need for God was the year I tried something really difficult that I was unable to do. I tried to give up complaining for Lent completely. And what happened was that I fell over and over and over. I had to acknowledge my failure over and over and over. I asked God's forgiveness over and over and over. And I felt God's love for me over and over and over. In a few minutes, we will all be marked with the sign of the cross with ashes to remember our mortality. But it is also a remembrance of our baptism, where we had the sign of the cross made on our forehead with the chrism. And when we were sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. The rabbis teach, according to Joan Chittister again, each of us should have two pockets. In one should be the message, I am dust and ashes. And in the other, we should have written, for me, the universe was made. So yes, on the one hand, I am dust and ashes. And yes, on the other hand, for me and all of you, the universe was made. How wonderful. That is the paradox of the human condition. All of us will die. All of us sin. And yet God created the heavens and the earth and us and all the creatures and said, it is very good. So this Lent, I invite you to remember God daily by whatever means works for you. Remember God's love for you and for all of creation. Spend time in reflection to know yourself so that you can work toward true humility. And as you walk through the days of Lent, remember to look in both pockets. And remember not just the dust and ashes, but also the glory to which we are called. Amen.
Amen.